Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a beautiful Wednesday evening. Delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Cafferty Coast Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand and indeed around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, be it New Zealand or overseas, I hope you can stay with me here for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news out of Ireland and bits and pieces of news from New Zealand, and as always, of good music. So sit back and relax without falling asleep, and up first tonight, we've got a lovely song here called Carrick Fergus.
Swim over the deepest ocean, the deepest ocean, for my love to find. Well, the sea is could find me a handsome boatman to ferry me over to my love and I. And in Kilkenny it is reported our marble stones there as black as ink, with gold and silver I will support her. I'll sing no more now till I get a dream. But I'm wrong today, and I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town. But I'm sick now, my days are numbered. So come all ye young men and lay me down.
Yes, that's the Irish Tenors there, and their version of Carrick Fergus. Right, we looked through some of the headlines on the papers over the last few days. We start with Monday's paper, The Examiner, a lovely picture of the Cork City team celebrating after they won the FAI Cup after extra time and a penalty shootout, beating Dundalk 5-3 on penalties. And the ladies from Cork, they won the Women's FAI Cup. So a treble for Cork, winning the championship and also winning the FA Cup. Big game, of course, in Ireland this weekend. Ireland travelled to Copenhagen to take on Denmark in the first of two legs. Winner takes all gets the big prize to go to Russia next year and play in the World Cup soccer tournament. And of course here in New Zealand, Peru to New Zealand this week, and we'll play in Wellington in front of a packed out crowd in Wellington on Saturday night. And then the All Whites will have to travel back to Peru next week and play the second leg. So the winner of the two legs will also go to the World Cup. Speaking of World Cups, disappointment last week that Ireland didn't come out on tops of the initial investigation or report that was done into the three countries that had put their hands up to host the Rugby Union World Cup in 2023. South Africa came out on top, France second and Ireland third. So huge disappointment, lots of reaction. Of course, the final vote takes place in a week's time, the 15th of November. But a lot of the rugby unions have said they would vote according to the way the consultants recommended them, and it looks like it's all done and dusted. But Dick Spren, former Irish rugby international, he might have let a ball drop from his hands in front of the goal once and cost Ireland a game against Italy. He's certainly running with the ball right up till the finish line. He basically compared the result the other day to getting a bad opinion poll 2 weeks before a general election. So they're fighting, but I see New Zealand Rugby Union have come out and said that they'll be voting for South Africa. And if all the other countries follow the consultants' report, it looks like Ireland won't be hosting the Rugby World Cup in 2023. But other people, including New Zealand, have told Ireland that they should reapply apply to hold the 2027 rugby team or Rugby World Cup. Okay, we're off again with some more music here. Once I get the right button going, it's Peggy Gordon.
Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so. I'm so in love that I can't deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast, but it's not for you to let the world know it. A troubled mind. No rest.
Yes, that's the Corrs there, and a lovely song called Peggy Gordon. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, industrial action in Ireland again this week. The train drivers went out on strike last week, so there was no DART services. Over 155,000 people affected, and their second day of strike action was yesterday, and there's going to be four more over this month and leading up to Christmas. And obviously, government very worried about this industrial action. Teachers, a huge shortage of primary teachers in the country. One praying that there was no sub within 75 kilometres of a particular school in Kinnegad in County Westmeath. The St. Etchan's National School is a 567 pupil primary school. It has got 31 full-time teachers. They needed a sub a few weeks ago, and there wasn't a sub to be found within 75 kilometres of school. And I see here in New Zealand as well, there's also a big demand for highly qualified and good qualified both primary and post-primary teachers. As has been reported in New Zealand over the last few days, a number of high-profile people around the world are details about their investments to avoid tax have been released, and none other than the Queen and Bono from U2. And although they haven't done anything illegal, it's just ways of avoiding paying, you know, tax in the country that they live. Apple are also involved, and there's millions of documents that'll be released over the coming weeks, but certainly not a good look for somebody like Bono, who's out there trying to encourage people to support countries that are in need. And some of these countries that some of these tax schemes are being run from are some of the poorest countries in the world. Now, Gay Byrne, well known to many people in his 80s now, and we know during the late 70s, certainly 80s probably, his former accountant who died cost him and a number of other high profile people in Dublin a lot of money. And then there's one or two other Gay had investments, I think, in bank shares, which obviously collapsed with the global financial crisis. And I see, according to The Independent yesterday, that there's a judgment against him now from a vulture fund that took over a group of loans that obviously Gay was an investor in during the good times. And the vulture fund has a judgment of 1.2 million against him. So a man in his 80s that obviously has had two setbacks financially through his career, to have this judgment, I'm sure that's something that is going to worry him, but probably not as much as the former artistic director of the Gaith Theatre, who there's been allegations made of sexual misconduct over the last week. And Michael Colgan has said that he'll come out and make a statement. Of course, this is all coming out in view of recent things that happened over stateside, and there's people in many countries now coming out and saying where there was sexual harassment, they're now putting their hands up. Right, putting your hand up, here we go with another piece of music, and we're off with
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou. My soul. with shout of acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble
Daniel O'Donnell there singing How Great Thou Art. Hard to believe it's about 8 months since he was here back late February, early March when he toured New Zealand and Australia, now travelling in America. And I see he's got a special CD coming out for Christmas. So if you're part of the Daniel O'Donnell fan club, you'll know all about it, and you can no doubt will have got a copy of it. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast in Wellington, and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. And the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at some of the more stories, disturbing stories here about the number of raids that's taken place in rural Ireland by gangs coming from Dublin and Limerick. In fact, over a period since mid-October, over 40 burglaries have been recorded in one area of Cork. And then a notorious Limerick gang are alleged to have been involved, aggravated burglary on a farm of a 54-year-old Offaly farmer last weekend. And this is pretty savage when you read what happened during the burglary carried out. The four men with distinctive Munster accents, they beat the farmer's dog until the terrified animal ran away. Then the farmer was himself beaten with an iron bar and dragged out to a farmyard and locked in a shed. And then the raiders took off in a fast four-wheel drive. Of course, the problem is now with the great fast road network, some of these gangs can get from A to B very, very quickly. And this is the issue for the Gardaí in dealing with it. But they're asking people to be vigilant, especially now that we're moving into winter time. It's dark from around 5, 6 o'clock over there in Ireland now. And there's long nights, and especially this is fearful. Putting a lot of fear into people that are living at home, especially in rural parts of Ireland. Sad to say, every time you look at the daily papers in Ireland, there's at least 4 or 5 pages relating to stories, burglaries, murders, sexual assaults, and many other things, but we won't go into them here on this particular programme. Speaking of allegations, I mentioned a minute ago about Michael Colgan, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, one of the ministers in the government, Minister for Higher Education. She says allegations must be taken seriously, but we can't assume they're true, relating to people that are making allegations against people like Michael Colgan. And Leinster House is a safe place for women to be despite the macho culture. That's according to Mary Mitchell O'Connor and Leo Varadkar. Sun and cigarettes are pushing up skin and lung cancer rates in Ireland, and pretty high rates of prostate cancer in Ireland, 29.2%, and breast cancer in Ireland, 29.2%. And certainly they're the two leading cancers that are in Ireland. So sun and cigarettes are pushing up skin and lung cancer rate. Lung cancer rates amongst women are 11.5% and amongst men 11.8%. Melanoma, skin cancers in Ireland, 4.5% amongst men and 5.5% amongst women. So they're just some of the figures. That's probably around the same here in New Zealand. Okay, we'll take another piece of music, and when we come back, we'll look through some of the sports pages. And of course, big weekend on the sports front in Ireland this weekend. Ireland take on South Africa in the Aviva Stadium on Saturday afternoon. And then later that night, big game for the Republic of Ireland when they take on Denmark in Copenhagen in the first of two legs. Northern Ireland plays Switzerland. They're at home. I'm pretty sure their game is on Friday night, and they've got the tough task of going to Geneva or Zurich, I think, next week to play the second leg. All the games being played either Friday or Saturday and Monday and Tuesday. Right, we got a bit of jigs and reels here.
I was taking a ramble there one day about 3 years ago. It was the middle of the week, I think it was, and I was halfway between Puckon and Nina. I was looking for the Shannon. And I ended up in a mushroom field near Gortalacha. How are you? I stumbled into a fairy ring. Jesus, I couldn't get out. I was there for 3 days and three nights, wandering around in circles like a lunatic. I saw a fella come on the road. Hey, John, give us a hand to get out of this old fairy ring. But Jesus, he took me by the arm and he led me out onto the road. Where are you going, says he? I don't know, says he. Jesus, I'll go there too. So he took me to Paddy Kennedy's pub in Puckon, into the Snug. Yeah. And he called for a drink. and then I called for a drink, and then he called for another drink, and I called for two drinks, and then we sat down and we had a drink. The old tongue started to loose, thoughts began to flow, because he told me a few of his poems, and they were marvellous, after a few drinks. Then I sang a song and he put on the jukebox. And just I heard this beautiful song, I'd never heard it before. It was all about a summer day in Siam and a rainy day in Soho and a pair of brown eyes and a coffin ship sailing across the broad Atlantic foam. The sick bed of Cuchulain.
Ah, oh, yeah.
And then he went...
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said, son, I won't see another one. And then he sang a song. The rare old mountain dew, I turned my eyes away, and I thought about came in at 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When I first took your hand on the cold Christmas Eve, oh, I told you that Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome and pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, the crowd howled for more. Sinatra was swinging, and all the crowd they were singing. Oh, we kissed in the corner and danced round the floor. And the boys from the New York Police Choir were singing. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. A little love, a little love, a little love, love. I could have been someone, and so could anyone. I took my dreams from you when I first met you. I kept them with me, babe, and I put them with my own. I can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams all around you. And you're a bum, you're a punk, you're an owl, whore and junk, lying there under the rip, nearly dead in the bed. Yes, scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, me arse. Oh, I'd rather be dead. And the boys from the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. Oh, I love you, baby. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Baby, there's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. It's a Shen McGowan from Puckon in the County Tipperary in the snow. And I took him by the hand and I gazed into his eyes and I kissed him on the lips and I said, Shen, I love you, baby, too.
Yes, the unmistakable sound there of Christy Moore, and that's a song that we'll hear a lot of once we get to probably the middle of this month, but certainly early December. Fairy Tale in New York City, one of the most played Christmas songs on the radio, and I think every time the royalties from that song every Christmas. I think you're around £400,000 or £500,000 pounds. So a nice little earner there for Shane McGowan. And of course, his version, I'm sure we played before Christmas, includes Kirsty MacColl as well. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Just gone past the half hour mark. A programme brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And just to reconfirm, the big sporting event in Ireland at the weekend was the FAI Cup final, which was played at the Aviva Stadium. Cork City beat Dundalk after extra time. And in the FAI Ladies Cup, Cork City, they were certainly underdogs. They beat UCD 1-0. But of course, all that takes second stage now, when the big focus from a soccer point of view is the Republic of Ireland playing Denmark and Northern Ireland playing Sweden. And there's one man called Eriksson, who's the big star from Tottenham, who's the danger man in the Danish team. And Martin Neal says if they can keep him at bay and scoreless, they have a chance. Lots of club matches, and we're into obviously provincial club semi-finals and quarter-finals now. And we'll run through some of the scores. Castlebar Mitchells, they only played the county final Mayo last week, but they had to play Mohill from Leitrim. And it wasn't a great game, but they came through 16 points to 11 points. Disappointment for my own club, ladies in Kilcairn, Clonbern. They were playing the Connacht final to Carnacon. They were winning with about 4 minutes to go, but Carnacon, led by, of course, that fantastic player, Cora Staunton, who's off to play for the Greater Western Sydney Aussie Rules team in a few weeks' time. She got two late goals, so the score, final score, was 4-10 to 2-13, and they will continue on into the All-Ireland Club Championship. I think they play the Ulster champions, who deposed last year's All-Ireland champions. We have this is the next game was the Munster Club Senior Hurling Championship semi-final. Ballygunner from Waterford 1-18, 6 Mile Bridge 1-17, so a 1 point win there for the men from Waterford. Munster Club Senior Hurling Championship semi-final, in the Pearcy 2-26, Blackrock Cork 10 points. Turin Boost from Ayrhurling. Turin beat Ballanderreen in the Connacht Club Intermediate Hurling Championship final. I think that's the first time they won that particular event. Coola from Dublin, they only won the Leinster Dublin Championship the week before, but they beat Kilkenny champions Dixborough 2-20 to 1-16. And O'Callaghan, who played in the All-Ireland football final with Dublin, he managed to score a number of good scores. O'Callaghan quality puts Coola in control. And Kilcormac in the other semi-final, Kilcormac 2-15, Castletown 1-12. And then you've got Leinster Club Senior Hurling Championship, ML Rangers 19, Camross. And what the other, they were all the big games that's coming up that were played last weekend. So more games this weekend. And of course, the Gaelic footballers, the best of them, have travelled to Australia, arrived there yesterday to take on Australia in a two-test match. I think Adelaide and Perth are where the games are being played. But sadly, none of the Dublin players are involved in the team this year, because with all the football they played after, all their club matches were put on hold till after the All-Ireland final. But the team is captained by Mayo's Aidan O'Shea, and his fellow player Andy Morden won Footballer of the Year last Friday night in the Football of the Year Awards. And Joe Canning from Galway won the Hurler of the Year, and in a nice gesture to his former county player who died tragically during the summer, the Irish summer, Tony Keady. Tony's daughter, Shannon, presented Joe Canning with the trophy for the best hurler in Ireland this year. Right, we're off again. Galway Bay.
It's far away I am today from scenes I've roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I foresaw Illinois. But time nor tide or water wean my heart away. Forever true, it flies to you, my own dear Galway bay. Oh, grey and bleak, by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet as grows on Irish ground, so friendship fond all wealth abound, and the love that lives always. Bless every home beside you, home, my own dear Galway
from the county mayor. Ireland's winter to Ballyhannes. Ballyhannes in Westport in Old Castlebar. Cochimar and Clemaris, Belmallis and Derry. All of those great men are tamed here in Fahal. Kilmaine, Ballinrobe, Ballinan, Bahola. Tumshady and Mayo, a few miles below. Newport and Cong and Old Strait and Manala. All can come through in the county Mayo. So bite fall together in all kinds of weather. Don't show the white feather wherever you go. A teacher, a brother, and someone another. Like the true hearted sons from the county Mayo.
Yes, well, that'll make the people from Galway Mayo happy. Before that, that was Desi O'Halloran singing all about the boys from the County Mayo. And before that, we had Dolores Kane singing Galway Bay. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Righto, what else has been happening in Ireland? Well, we know that North Korea and the US are engaged in... what do you call it, brinksmanship and gamesmanship over the last few months. But there's three junior ministers or ministers in Ireland feel they're independent TDs, Finian McGrath, Shane Ross and Halligan from Waterford reckon that they should be allowed to go and have a meeting with the North Korean dictator and see if there's a chance that they could avert the big crisis that is looming. But Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, said that there's no way that the government would sanction a visit by these three TDs, ministers, to North Korea. And I see John Dowling, one of the leading political commentators in Ireland, he just says peace talks ? These three guys should stick to their day job. Leo Varadkar, he spent a week in America last week promoting Ireland as a great place to invest, although he didn't come away from Apple with the news that he wanted. Apple indicated over 3 years ago they'd like to open a data centre in Athenry, in a wooded area outside Athenry in County Galway, but there's been a lot of hold-ups over the last 2 years with the planning. The government or the High Court last week, after three appeals, said there'll be no more appeals. So basically, Apple can go ahead. But of course, Apple's plans 3 years ago might have changed a bit, because Tim Cook had a meeting with Leo Varadkar and he just couldn't commit that they would go ahead with this data centre. They also opened one in Denmark around the same time as they indicated they were investing in Ireland. That's up and running now, so the indications are they might open a second one there. But it's a bit like the TY Point smelter down in the south of Ireland, or south of New Zealand, South Island of New Zealand. These data centres are huge consumers of electricity. And if this gets to go ahead, and I'm sure if Apple decide they'll invest, the government won't stop them, it will have long-term implications on Ireland's amount of energy it uses and global warming. So there's a few issues there. But Leo Varadkar said the visit was successful, and he met the head of Google as well, and a number of other companies have said that they're very keen. In fact, one company has already plans in place to set up a new manufacturing facility in Galway. And I see here he said that he'd be very happy to entertain Donald Trump if he decides to take up the invitation that was extended to him to visit Ireland by the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny last year, or last St. Patrick's Day. So obviously things that were said before the election last year that Trump was elected, I think Varadkar said he wouldn't have anything to do with Trump. But of course they all thought that Hillary Clinton was going to get elected this time last year. And I see that there's a headline here in yesterday's paper saying fast-track planning for data centres will help avoid a repeat of upsets like Athenry. There's a very good programme on. It's called Callan's Kicks. It's a guy that takes the mickey out of his fellow presenters on RTE and other political leaders. But he did a good skit on Leo Varadkar's visit to the Apple headquarters last week. And Tim Cook, in his American accent, was talking about the data centre at Henry. So when you look at Athenry, the way it's spelt, somebody that's not from Athenry, they might, in trying to pronounce it, yes, they came up with at Henry. A man that grew up not far from Athenry is sang this song here, Danny O'Flaherty. Lovely song called Eddie's Song.
Sip my coffee, read the news. As sadness fills my empty heart, with grief I cannot move. It's so hard to let you go. His spirit is so strong. His love and laughter filled my life, for my soul sings Eddie's song. Eddie, when I held you close, you held my heart and mind. Your love is here, you are so dear, I miss you all the time. You left your mark upon the world, you had so much to give. So young, so much you had to do, so much of life to live. Long he's gone, we won't forget, memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time. Why you had so little time. I love you so, can't let you go. You're always on my mind. You've touched so many hearts. Your spirit sweet and strong. Eddie, I still feel your love. My soul sings Eddie's song. Though he's gone, we won't forget. Memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time. Though he's gone, we won't forget, memories of life he left. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time. I still feel the love, and I miss you all the time.
lovely song there, Eddie's Song. That's from Danny O'Flaherty. Danny's originally from Connemara and out in the west of Ireland. We got about 7 minutes to go before the end of the programme. We might be moving into nice warm weather here in most parts of the country leading into the long period we have over the summer and autumn, but it's certainly heading into winter now. And the Father Peter McVerry Trust, they published a report yesterday into their view on how to deal with homelessness in Ireland, especially in Dublin. And there's over 3,000 children that are homeless now, and over 5,000, total of 8,000 people homeless in Ireland. And I was listening to the CEO being interviewed on RT Radio early in the week, and he said that to get people into their own council house or council flat, there's a 90% chance that they'll settle them if they can get in. But if they're moving them into a kind of a motel bed or something similar, temporary accommodation, there's only a 40% chance that they won't end up homeless again. So it's a huge issue. And I see another person that's been involved in homelessness and helping the poor people in Ireland for a long time, Sister Stanislaus Kennedy. She was a founder of Focus Ireland. She's just saying charities alone can solve the evil crisis of homelessness. And there's appeals now for people to, what do you call it, support the fundraising efforts that are, what do you call it, being run in the lead up to Christmas. So according to this, there's over 1,200 families with over 2,500 children were in emergency accommodation in and around the capital of Dublin in September. So that's Dublin we're talking about. More than 3,000 children are homeless across the country, but the total homeless figure for the country on youth is around is 8,374. So Focus Ireland and Sister Stan launched their appeal yesterday. We know the Capuchin Friary in Dublin, Whitefriars Street, they also take in people every night, and especially addicts, people that alcoholics, recovering alcoholics, etc. And when the terrible storm came through Ireland a few weeks ago, we know that people in all the major cities went out onto the streets and brought as many of the homeless people off the streets to get them away from the high winds and the heavy rain that was forecast. That didn't quite materialise in all the centres in Ireland. But yes, it's an issue here in New Zealand as well. And, you know, it's just, you have to wonder how much of an effort has been put in, especially in countries. We look and see about this latest report that has come out, avoiding to pay tax, and you have the likes of Bono and other well-known identities, Apple, big companies like that, that are doing their best to avoid paying more tax than the minimum they should pay. A lot of this is legal, but there's so many loopholes that people can you know, work through and avoid paying tax. And at the end of the day, you know, if Ireland had the 13 billion plus interest, which is nearly 20 billion that the European Union told Ireland to collect from Apple, imagine what that would do to help homelessness in Ireland. But then again, Ireland are looking at it, if they charged Apple their 12.5% across the board for the income that they channel into Ireland from other countries around the world, Apple probably would be very quickly pulling down the shutters and all their operations in Ireland. So it's a case of, you know, watch what you do. Otherwise, it could have implications down the road. But that's it about me for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group. Thanks to you for tuning in. And let's hope by the time we're back on air next winter, Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland and New Zealand will have all qualified for the Soccer World Cup, and Ireland will have started their autumn campaign. They have three games against South Africa, Fiji and Argentina. They will do well starting this weekend when they play Argentina. I'll leave you with Inya. Good night, goodbye and God bless. Assembled within those walls.
but I was the hope and the pride. I had riches all too great to count, and a high ancestral name. But I also dreamt which pleased me most, that you loved me still the same, that you loved. I dreamt that you just saw.